My name is Dr. Maria Joya Stewart. I've been here forever, almost longer than Roy, would you believe? And I have 3 points. They're not specifically the general manager, but he's the only one who's going to be able to do something about them. One of which I came in today and asked 6 LSE members where the LSE minutes are on the KPFK website. Yeah. And they did not know. They told me to go to John, which I did, and he pointed out that they are there, and they're even up to date. And the last time I looked was probably a year or two ago when I struggled through the website, could not find anything older or newer than 3 years ago. And I am delighted that they're on, but I'm sure that other people do not know, and I think they should be known, should be available, should be listed on the same page where we list the events of an LSE meeting, so people can refer and go there and find it, find the link, instead of hiding it. Like hiding information is a powerful thing, but it's not very useful. That was one point. Second point. I liked Hartman the first time I heard him, but last week, there was a program, thank you, so quickly. I heard a program in which he not only insulted everybody who called in, not on our station, but still, he was rude, he was awful, and I thought, who is this guy? He's brilliant, but you know, we don't want that representation because that makes us look bad. So we need to listen to the program before we put it on the air, not just automatically put it on the air without realizing what is going on. He may not do it often. One last question. The general report from the manager is, they say, on the air. Well, we don't know when. We don't all listen 24 hours a day. We need to have it on the website, someplace where people can look and say, oh, it's going on. I want to hear it. And then hear it in an archive. But it's nowhere noticeable. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom Hartman has
liked
that all the time. Hi, Tom. Yes. Hi.
I've been upstage a little bit about Gary Null. I wanted to speak about him too. But on to a greater issue, that I'm going to mention some names now. You may not all know these names, but there's a guy named Steve Brown in New York. He's a multimillionaire, direct sales guru, who's a pal of Gary Null, and who published a scurrilous document that attacked TPSK management with respect to TPSK management.
Yeah, there you go.
Management's dealings with Gary Null. Maybe this is not widely known in the LA area, but it's widely known in Pacifica in general because of that guy published on listservs. I'm not saying that Bernard, you should respond to this scurrilous attack. But it does raise some issues that I myself would be interested in knowing what the relationship is. You know, I consider Gary Null to be a snake oil salesman, a quack. His reputation is that he's a quack. You can look him up on Wikipedia and on quackwatch.com, I think it is. But you know, if he brings in money, we could simply apologize to him and have him on the air 24 hours a day, you know, and just raise all kinds of money.
Thank you.
Okay. One more.
We have time for one more
comment. I really feel so bad the way how the people think over here, the way how the people think in some issues, you know, without to have the facts, without to hear these programs. Definitely. The problem is with Gary Null is that you put him in the fundraisers all the time, most of the time, Saturday, every weekend, and you don't put him, you put in the midnight where people don't hear. He's really philosophy, his way of thinking, his way of analyzing the issues with scientific facts, not with boring things. He brings the scientists over there, you know, that's what the public needs to know. We really fact, you know, not yet what somebody tells you is what happened. No, the issues that he brought over there fashioned by people who really know the in depth the issues. About the Tom Hartman, please, the people who doesn't understand that this country, you know, the how the people respond, we compare with the Europeans over there. You know, the Japan happened over there.
very soon the Europeans, especially Germany, decide not to go on the nuclear. Here we spend too much. Only we close 3 plants over here. That's the people that we know, you know, to explain the issues that affect the community, not to go all over the map over there and don't explain what really made this country, Spain, so behind compared with the Europeans.
That's what happened.
You have to understand the fact before you talk. All the way you talk with ignorance, totally ignorant.
How do you feel about some more? Can we take
one more comment from the public?
Not necessarily for the manager, because time is short. One is, the committee is of this body are not functioning very well, with one or two exceptions. For example, the program, what was that?
Quiet, please.
What?
No, the people behind you.
Please, Mr. Allen. The oversight committee, for example, has not even met, or if it has, it's never been noticed. Now, I was supposedly on this for almost a year, more than half a year, at all. That's just one example. And my point is not that the committee should meet necessarily all of it, but its own function to help this body use its time better to handle its priorities. That isn't the case. Now, some of the other committees do meet, also have a problem, so again, dealing with important issues, bringing to the body to save time with this body. The other thing is, it's called dirty laundry, whether it's involving personalities or issues. This, to me, is something that's always been a perennial problem, and the answer is not to keep it quiet or to shout it out and engage, but rather to have set up processing where we can deal with issues of controversy of individuals or programs or processes in a way, in a timely manner, so we don't have the problem of dirty laundry. It's doable, but it requires some thought, some effort, and maybe some outside help to do it. Bodies do this to function better. And enough of these problems are serious, not just about individuals, but about programs and processes that we're long overdue in doing this. I've said this many times, I say it again, because it's come up today, obviously.
Thank you.
Sure, thanks to everybody who took the time to share their thoughts. The stuff about the community advisory board wasn't available to me from Bella, so I might talk about it. I'm not sure what she means about the P&L and getting access to certain accounts, so I won't comment on that either. I wasn't really sure of the point that you were trying to make about the Garrett Owl relationship, but I can tell you that most of what Steve Brown wrote about any perceived risk between KPFK and Gary Null was inaccurate. It was unadvised. It was part of it had a tiny kernel of truth, but they were out of their timing was wrong. There was all sorts of weird stuff in that didn't make any sense. Incidentally, I had a very lengthy conversation with Gary on Thursday. Thursday afternoon, and he will be back on the airwaves in the office. The minutes on the website, I'm pleased to hear about that. Thank you, John, for making sure that happens. Hartman, Maria, Hartman is a movable feast for me. Sometimes I think he's great. Sometimes I think he just wants to argue with anybody and everybody who calls him, and you know, that's his way. We take the good with the bad, I think, and I think most of it is more often good than bad. With respect to the report to the listener on the air, we promote that 7 days in advance on the air. With a card running, and we put it on, and Ali puts it on the website that's coming up as well. So it is there, it is promoted.
Where on the website?
You've got the front page. There's a lot of stuff on the front page, so, you know, one can be forgiven for not finding it all. I think it's kind of covered most of what I have responses to. I don't really have anything else concrete to mention, and Dutch has just given me 30 seconds. But Israel, not entirely certain of what you were meaning about the dirty laundry, but generally speaking, you know, some like the best of confession, right? So, yeah, tend to agree with your sentiment.
Thank you. Do you have a question about
the cab? Oh, that's a good question.
What was that? His response was, after your question, he had addressed it to Mr. Johnson.
Chair, can you allow Mr. Johnson to address it if you'd like to?
Okay, we're on our next okay. We're going to move on to our next item 8, which is now the new the Finance Committee report. So there's two parts. There's a motion against budget adoption without revenue justification, part A, and part B is to schedule a special budget meeting for July. Okay, and the report itself. We've got 10 minutes for this item.
I'm the treasurer. It's the Finance Committee report, and you're the chair of the Finance Committee. It's your motion that was adopted, so I think you should present your motion. I voted against it.
Okay, we made a motion that the. You all want me to read it?
I have a copy of it here.
Okay, you can read it. I don't have it in front of
me. The motion says. The text of the motion is as follows. The Finance Committee does not approve management's first draft FY 2014 budget due to unsupported listed revenue of $3,297,806 and additional $297,806 above the FY 2013 budget of $3 million. Which is in parentheses, projected revenue for FY 2013. That is $3,042,535. We recommend, in parentheses, we recommend that management resubmit a second draft of the budget, either with lower listener revenue based on actuals from this year and the last 2 years, or with detailed plans justifying the additional higher listener revenue. These detailed plans would include what action will be taken, when it will be taken, and who will be responsible for doing said tasks, and what expected revenue is expected from these actions. We would like this second draft by Thursday in order to have time to review before the LSD on Saturday. This was a motion moved by the committee?
Yeah, the whole committee. Melvick was the only person who
drafted.
The motion seems to be referring to past events, asking for a report last Thursday, so it seems that the motion is moved. Am I not correct?
Chair?
Yeah?
Mike.
Yeah, I think the motion is completely insignificant at this time because it does request for the manager to move Thursday. And I think on the GM report and that part, he sort of did modify it and added some things to his budget, to his proposed budget. But what I'd like to do is move that we schedule a special budget meeting for July, either Saturday, July 27th, or Wednesday, July 31st, and that it be noticed publicly so listeners could also know that this meeting is happening.
That's the next item on the report. Summer?
I was going to suggest that if the desired effect of the motion is still desired, then we could simply amend it for a future date, that all this documentation be provided by someone take a date. One higher to the next budget meeting or something like that. You know, I mean, the motion itself doesn't have to die. The date is dead.
So. Well, let me clarify. He submitted another version of the draft that had basically $1,000 changes. So it complied. It was basically another draft. And there was a memo of ideas for how that revenue was going to be raised. It complies with the letter of the motion, certainly not the spirit, but it's clear that that's what it is. I don't know what else to say. It doesn't, you know, it's not a budget I would approve.
Notice?
Yeah.
We don't have to.
What's at issue is basically that last year the National Finance Committee, in the absence of an approved budget from the station, put forward a budget for the station, which essentially cut the equivalent of two staff positions and included two severances. And that was never implemented by management. The actual income for this year exceeds what was in that budget, as was noted in the motion itself. The management has put forward a plan and specified in the document that was submitted along with the budget to the LSB various reasons why the management feels that the additional money can and will be raised for this coming fiscal year. So I would like to make a two-part motion, one that we approve the budget as submitted by management with the proviso that management engage in a protracted strategic discussion with paid and unpaid staff and governance regarding the appropriate level of paid staffing for stations such as KPFK going forward, and that we come up with a more sustainable plan for payroll that can be met with fewer days of on-air fundraising going forward. But the current budget to be adopted.
Question, is that regarding the content of the special budget meeting or are you making more people?
No, that's for today.
Oh.
I'm making that motion for today.
Okay.
Okay.
This one has already been
that's the voter.
Okay, so is that it?
Consider that a special motion.
I second.
Well, obviously, I think that without procedure, having the LSB not even be familiar with this budget, I think it's completely inappropriate for the LSB to vote to approve a budget that has not even been discussed. But nevertheless, there are people here who would be very happy to vote for an unbalanced budget, so if that happens, it happens. It's an unsupportable budget. There is, unfortunately, the personnel cuts were not affected, which is why we're broke, which is why we're insolvent and can't pay our bills, because we're spending more than we're bringing in. That is the fact. And we're only, it's a fact. Even your own business manager's, you know, incorrect numbers show that you're in a deficit and have been for months. Because you're not bringing in whatever. I mean, shake your head all you want. It's the fact. We're spending more money than we
take. Is that an objection to the substitute?
Well, no, I'm just saying that I'm not going
to
vote for it.
Are we allowed to discuss the budget? Is this just pass it or not pass it?
That's what he's suggesting, yes, Chris.
There's a substitute. Can you paraphrase your substitute motion one more time, please?
Okay, my substitute motion, which is open to discussion, that's the point, is to approve the budget as presented by management with the proviso that management must initiate a process of strategic planning with the paid and unpaid staff and governance regarding an appropriate level of paid staffing for stations such as KPFK with an eye towards bringing our expenses in line. I'll write it
out. Okay, let me just say that this approving a budget is not a philosophical discussion. It is a discussion that has to be in order.
Can I request
some
order?
You were not called on this.
I wasn't finished before I started getting interrupted.
We need to be respectful when somebody has the floor. Next on the staff is
Thank you. If I'm understanding correctly, Michael is substituting for the finance committee motion that was moved. Is that correct? Or are you substituting us for the item to schedule a special budget meeting?
I didn't realize the finance committee motion was moved. But
I'm asking. Procedurally, there was a motion on the floor, which people point out was moved because it contained a date which has already passed. Ms. Coffin stated that
compliance with the motion had been achieved by management submitting a revised budget, even if it was not what was desired. So I'm asking what Michael has substituted. A motion which is moved, in which case I'd ask the chair to rule that it is moved and take it off the agenda. Is he substituting what's on the agenda, which is to schedule a special budget meeting? I think we need to understand what we're voting on here, because it does seem to put the cart before the horse to pass a $3 million plus dollar budget with zero discussion on the part of the board members passing it in terms of complete obviation of fiduciary responsibility, quite frankly. So I just am asking, what is the substituting, the discussion of the budget or something which is moved?
One more time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Number one, time has expired for this item, so if somebody would like to...
I make a motion, we extend 10 minutes.
Thank
you. Any objections? Seeing none, we'll extend this item 10 minutes.
So can we ask the chair for ruling as to whether that other motion was moved and whether Michael is substituting for that motion or something which we were not yet discussing with the schedule of the meeting?
Can you motion?
I'm going to hand it to you, but I'd like clarity, please.
Kim's motion has been moved.
That means it's done. No. We don't have to discuss it on
the agenda.
But has that been decided? Yeah. So,
Michael,
would you
like to
restate the motion, Michael?
Well, I have a point of information. The National Finance Committee is intending to meet prior to either of the two dates that are given there and has said that if it doesn't have a budget, some of the stations that will move on its own.
By July 31st.
I have a question.
Well, but the meeting is prior to the 31st.
But if I understand, you would like us to vote on this budget today and then have a special budget.
Wait, point of information. Point of information. The MSC needs to address
you.
Kim.
You can't speak until she addresses you. That's the way the rules are. Sorry.
No, the rules are if you have a point of information.
Still talking. You need to be recognized by the chair. We all play by the same rules.
Point of information.
Okay. Yes.
Point of information. The NSC wants the budget by July 31st, period. They're not going to review it August 1st. They want it in July, so we have time to have a meeting before July
31st.
It's a point of information as to facts.
I can give you a point of information off the KPFTX calendar if that's helpful.
The issue is when there are condom laws in that summer.
Wenger,
Mr. Conti? I think that it's really, really negligent of us to just pass a budget, even if it's just fine, and just go on with it. I mean, I have studied this budget, and I have some opinions about it, and I think that the primary task that we as a body have is deliberating on this budget, and I think that if we need to spend all day working on the budget, then that's fine. But but to just pass it and not have any discussion. The question I have is: are we going to be discussing, dissecting, analyzing this budget? Are we just going to look at it and vote yes or no? I mean, it just seems to be completely irresponsible not to deal with the budget in detail. And the detail that I would like to raise when the conversation is finished over here is that I think that there is a real philosophical skew in the budget. To me, one of the problems that we have is the quality of the production quality of our programs on air, and that we need a half a dozen people to do the job of I don't know what you call it, producer, like Christine Blasdale does, so that every single person who's got a program has a support person who can help with production quality
And because if we're going to be developing new programming at the station, and I have some experience with this, we need, you know, not every new programmer who comes in there is an expert at manipulating the technology of the sound room and all of that, and they just need support. So we need a half a dozen people. So as far as programming goes, way not enough money is spent on that, and way too much money is. I'm not finished yet now. Damn it.
You're off topic.
I'm sorry? I'm talking about the budget.
You're talking about staffing.
No, I'm talking about the budget. I'm talking about how...
Double your time, Chris. More than double.
Okay, are we going to discuss this budget or not? Or are we just going
to...
No, I'm not finished.
Director Cummings,
can you
please?
I'm not finished. I'm almost finished, but I'm not finished. You guys were having a private conversation over there when I was trying to start, and I would like to finish my comment. I'll take about 30 seconds more, and I do not appreciate Dutch having you raise your voice to me. And period. And I'm not finished.
I respond in time, Chris.
Dutch, I'm not finished with my comments, and I have a serious comments to make about the budget. If we're not allowed to talk about the budget, then what the fuck am I doing here?
Because under the National Finance Committee policy, the approval of the KPSK budget is in the KPSK Finance Committee. So the LSB cannot approve a budget until it gets out of the committee. So procedurally, the proper way to get the KPSK budget out of the Finance Committee is to discharge the Finance Committee of its role in approving the budget. If the LSB does not think that the Finance Committee will do its job in approving the budget or cannot work with the manager and budget guarantee itself, then by a two-thirds vote or majority vote with notice, they can discard its local committee of responsibility for examining the budget. Currently, however, the budget is in that committee, so a motion to approve the budget is not in order at the LSB level.
In regards to what the parliamentarian just said, I think it's half and half right. This other fee is charged with approving the budget for the station. So, I mean, that's one of our responsibilities. So it may have to come out of Finance Committee. But as far as I know, it has to be approved by the Stoker Station Board. So, you know, again, my concern is that the listeners behind me and the listeners that aren't here get the opportunity to come to this meeting like I did last year, to make a motion to have a budgetary meeting, schedule a budgetary meeting, so it could all be out there, we could be transparent, listeners could have the opportunity to come and view the budget, ask the questions. That is my main concern, and that has not been done. It has been, the Finance Committee has kicked the can down the road. I'm sure it's more than happy for them to let the National Finance Committee make the motion. Absorb the budget themselves.
Thank you. I don't have the workflow papers in front of me. There is a whole approved timeline, and it does go from the local finance committee to the local station board to the national finance committee to the national board. That is the process. It comes to management, over there, over to here, up there, and up there again, and then we have a budget. I don't think it makes sense, so I'm not weighing in one way or the other on Terry's parliamentary part there, but the next time it's going to be at the national level is scheduled on Tuesday, July 23rd and Tuesday, August 13th. If the committee set a deadline of August 31st, they're clearly not intending to vote on the budget at the 23rd meeting. They're planning to vote on it at the August 13th meeting. I would suggest that it would be within the responsibilities of the board members here to go to that next item on the agenda and schedule a special budget meeting, because that's what's appropriate. So you actually can discuss in depth at an entire meeting, voted to the budget with management, what the priorities are, if you think budget line items are unsupported or something needs to be cut or excessive here or insufficient there. And I would suggest that we do that, that we go to scheduling that meeting. And that's what should happen next, and that will be done, whether it's the 27th or the 31st, properly noticed, and the board is successful in passing a budget, it will get to the National Finance Committee in time. If not, it does default at some point where the National Finance Committee will pass a budget one way or the other. It can't get out of here, but I would say that it's appropriate to try and have that special meeting and do that shortly so that you're to stay on track. Yes.
Mr.
Novick? So I would use that, actually, that we go to scheduling the special budget meeting.
We have a motion on the floor.
I was going to withdraw my motion. I don't agree with Perry, but I think the Finance Committee... I'm going to withdraw my motion and put it up for consideration at the special budget meeting, which I think the general manager of the city can't be the meeting on the 27th, so I think it's probably be the 31st.
So we will move on to
We're at time.
I make a motion we stand for 3 minutes.
Any
objections to extending 3 minutes?
I object. I mean, we arrived at a resolution. I think we should move on.
Let's take a vote.
Those in favor of extending this item to the Finance Committee report 3 minutes, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in favor. Those who object to extending 3 minutes, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. No, abstentions. 1. We have 3 minutes.
Okay.
Terry, I have no idea where you got that information. Some of the stations don't even have a finance committee, so that please cite your authority for that. As far as I'm concerned, we made the motion. It was fulfilled in, as I said, the letter of the motion, not the spirit. So, as far as I'm concerned, we're not holding on to, the Finance Committee is not holding on to the budget. I know that the next Finance Committee meeting is in a month, and the due date for, you know, the cut-off date is July 31st, where it has to go to the NFC. So, again, I suggest that we schedule a meeting for the general public to review the budget, as they're supposed to do.
Just because of time's sake, I would also suggest that we can move on to item B, so we can vote on the date to go on the meeting.
Sure.
Okay. Any objections?
Madam Chair, does someone have to move for the budget to be moved out of the Finance Committee? I just didn't want to slip between the cracks.
No.
I'll have a copy of the chart, which was the dates and sort of the workflow for the budget. I will get that for you, too. Okay. That will clear this up.
Before we sign on the date, do you know what the latest time is?
It sounds like the 31st, because they're not meeting again until August 13th. So you could meet up until that last day, and then you can ship it off to the Finance Committee if they would pass the budget or not.
They would have to get an extension, yes.
But I think if only they're not scheduled to meet, I guess they're technically scheduled for the 23rd of July and then the 13th of August.
First, I support the subcommittee. Number two, the bylaws specify that the LSB shall have responsibility to approve the budget. That's the thing about the Finance Committee. You don't even need a Finance Committee. And then with regard to the so-called NFC process, that came from LeVarne Williams, who used to be our CFO. LeVarne Williams wrote down a schedule to try to move things along and try to get the LSB and the stations to move a little faster. But I don't believe they have authority. I think their authority devolves from the PNB, and the fact that the NFC is asserting the right to do this, clearly at some point when the PNB demands a budget and KPFK hasn't provided a budget, then the PNB can say to the NFC, we'll do something, we need to approve the budget at the PNB level. But as long as the LSB is operating on it, I think it's not at all clear that the NFC has the authority to take our budget away from us, and we should fight vigorously to oppose this.
I just move that we meet and have a special finance. I make a motion that we schedule a budget meeting for either Wednesday the 24th or Saturday the 27th. The 24th at 7 p.m. or 1 p.m. on Saturday the 27th. And is it appropriate to get a show of hands of who's available Wednesday?
You don't have.
Ian's not available on the 27th.
Ian's on order on the 4th. The 24th is not 7 days.
So that will be the 31st.
Point of order. It doesn't have to be 7 days notice. It can be a continuation of this meeting.
Okay.
Another point of order.
I would amend my motion to say the 31st.
It's on the item of
the. And another point of order.
We are now on Finance Committee Report, item number B. We will go ahead and take a vote if you would like a special budget meeting to happen. On Saturday, July 27th, which our general manager would not be able to attend, or on Wednesday evening, July 31st, which will give time to this month until August 13th.
Well, no, it's due the 31st. They won't meet again until the 31st. So I'm saying the 10th immediately. They will have the 2 weeks to review it before the meeting.
As long as I will second Doug Schoenberg. That meeting will end at 10 p.m., so if it's not an Eastern time, maybe that will be 1 a.m. the next day.
It's the very same time.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
Clarifying.
Yeah, I don't believe we need the GM's presence for this because the GM is already presenting his budget. It would be a nice and friendly to be there, but if this is for LSP consideration of the budget, reviewed from a human approval or rejection or amendment, whatever, I don't believe the GM has to be there, and just one more person to make the meeting one person larger.
Those who would like to have a special budget meeting.
Can you say day as well as date?
Okay.
The 31st is a Wednesday.
So we'll go in order, 27th and then 31st. 27th, the GM cannot be there. If you would like a special budget meeting for that Saturday without GM presence, please raise your hand. For the 27th. Is there any, should I course ask for any objections to having a special budget meeting on the 31st?
Yeah.
Any objections?
It's going to be too long. It's going to be a short meeting because this is going to be a long
vote. We're taking a vote right now on the 31st. Is there any objection to Wednesday the 31st? Will it be at 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
7 p.m.
I object and I can motivate my objection. Frankly, the budget is complicated and takes a lot of time. It really needs a Saturday. It needs longer than 3 hours. On Wednesday, you're only going to get 3 hours because of the traffic and all that sort of stuff. If you're going to do it on Wednesday, that's fine, but expect to have to do it, have to extend that meeting into the future where you're going to get more than 3 hours. That's all.
We'll work calories. For the night. Yeah.
On
Saturday.
From a personal perspective, I might suggest that board members email questions to the general manager between now and the time of the meeting for clarification on line items where you may have a question or something is. Things that take up time at the board meeting, try to get as many of them resolved in advance of the meeting as possible, or at least to alert the manager that you're going to have questions about this or that item that you'd want supporting. Whatever it is you're going to need to clarify issues on the budget, different people will identify different things. Try to communicate between now and the 31st to get a clarification.
I'd just like to add that we've had several budget meetings, possibly all of them in the last couple of years on a Wednesday night, and they all did not go overtime. And
so we'll take a vote.
Not a problem. Yeah.
Please raise your hand if you would like to have a budget meeting on Wednesday, July 31st at 7 p.m. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, yes? Any no's to having a budget meeting on Wednesday, July 31st? Abstentions? Two? Gary, so...
Bartham.
Oh, you're a Bartham? Oh,
what's that? Which bar?
The next budget meeting is the special budget meeting is scheduled, will be scheduled for July 31st, Wednesday at 7 p.m. For the request of budget, please email any questions in the meantime to the general manager so you can bring any type of supporting documents and you can answer your questions. That will end our finance committee report item. So next we move on to Program Director Search Committee Election.
I'd like to make a motion that we postpone further action on the search committee until we have heard from the national level and the Pacifica Foundation as to the legality of including members of the public on the search committee.
I object for the reason being that it's been long enough that we've been delaying the PD process.
Right.
We have a right to our listeners, we have a right to the stability of this organization to have people who are not interim. And because people decided to leak information or whatever it may be from the previous process and trying to delay this current process for whatever reason that you may have, Mr. Crumshaw, I think is unnecessary, and I believe that we should be moving forward with this process.
Mr. Reyes?
Because it also came up at the personnel committee at the national level. It doesn't have to be a personal issue. The point is that this issue involves the selection of somebody who would work for the station involving members of the public, and we already have members of the public represented on the LSP. They are the duly elected representatives of the public, and they have something that a general member of the public does not have, which is a fiduciary responsibility. They have responsibility to the organization, and they are also accountable to the organization as a member of the board. So it is unwise to move forward at this time when this question is going to be raised at the national level, and it appears in conversations that I've had from very knowledgeable people that this is very suspect and not a good motion. Now, unfortunately, somebody mentioned last month that the previous process was scuttled, and I think that would be an accurate description. After having spent a year, nine of us, who conscientiously and diligently worked and spent countless hours, the process was just abandoned because it didn't produce a preordained result. That's my opinion. However, I would like this new process to be fair. And there is a tremendous imbalance. One of the board members who is not present, or the national board right now, but mentioned concern about factions when they were talking about an MES supervisor and the mention of factions. Well, if you look at the way the current process was scuttled, so that nine people who were representing two factions and an independent, they added three people from another faction, and then they added three members of the public.
We're not awarding the motion.
Can I get clarification? Are you, when you say postpone, I'm asking a question. When you're saying postpone, is your motion to postpone the entire process or a portion for the listener member or the staff part, the entire process?
Point of order. This is presented as a motion on the agenda discussion. It was voted down.
It was voted down.
The consideration at this time, everybody did not support consideration of this motion at this time. So I would like to move the agenda to what is on the agenda as adopted by the body, which is the election of the program director.
That's right. It was not passed.
The motion was not passed when the approval of the agenda was
not
went forward, but it's appropriate to introduce it at this time.
I've not called on anybody yet. Our parliamentarian would like to chime in.
She wants to talk to you, probably.
Oh, okay.
So, she has a moment to talk to the parliamentarian.
Wow.
She has the right to ask or have a sidebar with the parliamentarian. So we're just going to pause for a second. Thank you.
Within the scope of the agenda item. When it was offered for the agenda.
So as a reminder, I'm keeping a queue. I'm looking for him. I'm putting his name down here. I've got Mark, Michael Miller, Steve, and Chris. If anyone else wants to be in there, I'll put him. I'll add you to the list.
Would you ask people to speak clearly in the microphone because we can't hear
them
when they mumble? Thank you.
Another nice reminder about cell phones and mumbling. So we'll speak clearly in the microphone and remember to check our cell phones.
Because of the
adjournment,
we
rule
with the motion
that
was seconded.
Speak clearly
in the cell phone. It
was seconded. Yeah. Does the body throw it?
She can't, or she can overrule the objection. She has to do something. If it's on the floor, because it was moved and seconded,
mm-hmm.
there was a complaint claiming it's out of order, in effect. So you have to rule on the objection.
Okay.
And then the body will handle your ruling.
Okay.
Can you explain whether it's been voted out of order anymore?
I'm going to support the body's first decision to not have this item on the agenda.
I vote to make a motion to appeal the decision of the chair.
Sorry.
Do I have to vote yet?
We have a motion.
Because this is a critical process that's going on here. Mr. Crumshaw, last month, stood right next to me, sat right next to me and said, let's put this in the subcommittees right now. Come on. Let's get this going right now. All of a sudden, somebody got to him. So he's on the into it.
Point of personal privilege.
And Mr. Crumshaw now has changed his tone.
Point of personal privilege.
Some other John.
I would like to.
Through the chair.
Point of personal privilege, as I've been mentioned.
And be addressed by the chair.
Yeah, address that to the point of that
point of
privilege.
I think there are ways of recognizing tongue-in-cheek comments, and I hope that Mr. Lawrence Reyes will recognize when the comments are being tongue-in-cheek. Okay, and so I have a motion on the floor, which has been seconded, to appeal the decision of the chair.
Can we vote?
They have to make clear where they're voting next.
Yeah, the way okay. There's a way to look at it. Shall the ruling of the chair be
upheld?
Yeah.
If you vote yes,
I have my hand up.
You are supporting the chair's decision.
I have my hand up.
There's a whole
I'm in the middle of speaking. I can.
You're on the list. There's a whole staff.
I'm
going to
finish giving the direction. Voting for yes on this means that you are supporting the decision of the chair to honor the vote at the beginning of the meeting by this body to not have that motion on the agenda. If you vote yes, you are supporting to not have this item on the agenda.
John Crumshaw's motion, which I
did. Sure. Which was to postpone further action of the PD Search Committee entirely.
That's the second portion, right?
those in favor of my decision to not have this motion on the agenda, please raise your hand if you are in support of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. If you are not in favor of my decision and would like this item under Program Director Search Committee to postpone further action on the PD Search Committee process, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
9, 9, 9, 8, 8, 8, 9, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9,
we're going to do nominee statements.
I have a question of procedure. Chen, I have a question. Go ahead.
Mr. Name, so we get a problem. It's clear.
Information. We are supposed to start closed session in 7 minutes.
Okay, we will continue with this class. We'll go
for 7 minutes.
Okay. So we are at, if somebody would like to... Okay. We'll go in order. Okay, can we do 30, is it okay to do 30 second statements instead of 1 minute?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go in order here. Mr. Anderson, please 30 seconds.
We've been going through this process for 3 years now. We've seen confusion, distraction, lies, because certain people want to keep the present program director. Many people want to change the program director and get some fresh blood okay. So that's why I'm asking you to vote for me. I'm serious
Kim,
about
you walk over and talk to him.
Program overhauling at KPFK.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Hunt, would you like to do 30
No, I have served on the National Search Committee, local search committees, management search committees. Have personal experience hiring because I've been in management positions most of my career, and have had vast experience with various members of HR, including the specific of previous HR staff and attorneys who have weighed in on various issues with which I am familiar.
Thank you. Ms. Anthony Upton, Mr. Arqueta, Fred.
Last year I served on the Program Director Search Committee. I've been considerable hours. I was able to work with all people. I put in I think I did a good job there, and I think I can do a good job this time. Okay. I'll end at that.
In case there's... Mr. Condon? 30 seconds,
Michael. Can I wait until the conversation is finished?
We need to finish.
That's all right. I'll wait.
Oh, we don't have time, though.
I have been for a long time a firm believer that every member of the LSB should undertake a committee assignment, and at the moment, because I joined just a couple of months ago, I have no committee assignments, and so I feel like I ought to take part in this. Secondly, I have very specific ideas about the type of person who should be hired and how we should go about this, and I feel that those ideas would be valuable to the committee.
Thank you. Don Crenshaw?
I believe that Lamont has a point of order.
I don't want to go out of order in terms of the discussion, but I do have a point of order.
Can you use the microphone, please?
I have a point of order to re-examine the prior goals that preceded this presentation by each of the candidates. And that's who is this? Okay, the point of order is this. That was a count of 8-8. And according to our secretary, there were 8 votes. The whole test payroll that our chair position has made 8 votes.
Can you speak louder?
Shh, into the mic.
Okay, there were 8 votes of whole test real position or motion, and there were 8 votes not to support the motion. The issue before us right now is, did you vote in that first 8 count?
No.
And if not, could we get the hands of those who voted 8?
I did not count myself in that first round.
Okay, could we have a recount, please?
No.
Madam Chair, as the vice chair sitting next to you, we both counted aloud,
yes.
And I did not count your vote in the first one. There was no vote by you in the first round.
Vote.
I voted as a tiebreaker. Madam Chair, Mr. Yagi is thinking he observed something that just flat out did not occur. So I think this is moot.
Well, would there be a problem in having a
No. We will continue. The votes were counted twice, and even though I wasn't even sure about my own vote being included, so you can tell it was not included the first time, as that was my question.
Madam Chair,
can you tie it?
Less than 15 seconds. Lamont, I think the confusion arises. You know I keep the stack visually. It was 8 on this side, not counting me, 8 on this side, counting me over here. And we had 17 board members. She's the 17th. It was 16.
So
she didn't vote twice.
Okay,
I didn't
vote. Thank you.
I can't have been visual.
The Crenshaw has the floor. 30 seconds.
Lamont, I wish you would have honored our remarks on that. You didn't need to go to get another
version. Mr. Crenshaw has the floor. Mr.
Crenshaw,
Mr.
Yiki,
please. Mr. Crenshaw has the floor. Thank you.
I'm concerned that this brought... Chris, I will wait also for the...
I changed my vote to abstain.
Sorry, please.
Okay.
He has the mic.
Oh, would somebody be talking to him?
No, he's not able to talk.
Is this going
to
be seconded, Mr.
Crenshaw?
I'm sorry. He was saying he wanted to change his vote to abstain.
It doesn't matter what you think. You open the microphone to make your comment, please, John.
So I would say it's very important to have a program director, and the problem last time that I saw was that our hard work was sabotaged because the preordained candidate not currently sitting in this office was not chosen. And
violation.
Excuse me, I have a right to mention.
Time, 30 seconds.
Not yet.
10 more seconds.
Well, I would like to get the time back from what I
please
said.
Continue, John.
Thank you, Jesh. So I feel that that previous process was doubled, that there is unfortunately a history at Pacifica, and especially a good station of having candidates handcuffed and put in beforehand, and it's an abusive process. So I want to help
seconds.
To... excuse me, I was interrupted, and I
asked gave you additional time.
So I would like to make sure that this process remains
on. Thank you.